Chalalisa, is it true that Reb Meir doesn't hold to Issa Chalalisa like the Churi holds Ein Issa Chalalisa? So why all these 60 Surim Chal? So Mura says, Nehi di Issa Chalalisa Lesle, true, he doesn't hold from that. The same type of an Issa, if once one Issa is Chal, a second one wouldn't be Chal. But in these cases, the Mishnah tell you it's called Issa Moisiv V'Issa Kedal Lisle. It's an Issa that you're adding on more Yisurim to more places. Or upon the Gavra, we add on more Yisurim upon him, that he holds like we had before in the Mishnah. Again, what's the case like this? Shebo Al Imai. This son lived with his mother. Roilud Bas, his mother now gave birth to a daughter. The Issa Bitoi V'Yachoyse Bad Yadodi Osi. As soon as this girl is born, there's two Yisurim Chal upon this son now, that he can live with her, because right away she's his sister, and she's also his daughter. So those two Yisurim Chal B'Vasachas, that's good. Now, Nisas L'Yochiv, when his brother marries her, so Migud Yisusiv Issa L'Gabi Yachin, since when the brother marries her, now that the wife becomes also to the other brothers, so Yisusiv Issa L'Gabi Dei, it also becomes also to him. Even though it was with him before, that's also called an Issa Moisif. Since when the other brother marries her, she becomes also to the other brothers, there's also Chal Nis upon him. And then if the first brother gives her a get, Nisas L'Achiyoviv. Let's say his father's brother marries her. So Migud Yisusiv Issa L'Gabi Shar Achiyoviv, once one brother marries her, she becomes also to all the other brothers. Al Eishasach. If so, Yisusiv L'Gabi Dei, that's also called an Issa Moisif. Then now it's Chal Nis upon this son, he's also to live with her for this Issa. Hevelo Ishish, that she gets married, or she remains married, Migud Yisusiv Issa L'Gabi Yalno, since when she gets married now, she's also to marry anybody else in the whole world, like when she's married, she can't live with anybody else, is Yisusiv Nam L'Gabi Dei, it's also called an Issa Moisif. And since the Issa is Chal upon everybody else, it's also Chal upon this first person, even though she was also to him before, but it's called an Issa Moisif, it's Chal upon him also. Heavy le nidah, she comes a nidah. So migud yisusiv isla gabi baila. The chiddush of nidah is that not only she also to the rest of the world, but she's even also then to her own husband. So since the yisusiv nidah is chal upon somebody new, as yisusiv nam le gabi didei, it's even chal upon this son. So if that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, then when this son lives with his own daughter, which is his sister, which is his brother's wife, which is his uncle's wife, which is an ishish, which is a nidah, he's chayiv six chatois. And even though we hold Ein Issa Chalalisa, here it's much better. These are all called Issa Moisif or Issa Kailo. Now the Mishnah says a similar case could be what's going to be Habo Albas Bitoi. Somebody could live with his granddaughter. Albas Bitoi, his daughter's daughter. So Chai Vale could be Chai Vale living with her Mishum Bas Bitoi. First of all, it's your granddaughter. Vik Halosa, she could also be your daughter-in-law. Fiyeshes Ochiv, she could also be your brother's wife. Fiyeshes Achiyov, she could also be your uncle's wife. Fiyachos Ishtoi, she could be your own wife's sister. Fiyeshes Ish, she could also be married. And Venida, also you be chayv all these chatois, even though it's one bia. Rabbi Yosi, says, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, im ovar zokin, if let's say the grandfather, the Yaakov, the grandfather, im ovar zokin venosa, and he lived with her. So now when this son lives with her, he'll have another chiyuv. He'll be over Nissa. Eshesav is living with his father's wife. V'chein habo al bas ishtoi. Who isn't the same that somebody lives with a bas ishtoi, daughter of his wife, for al bas bito, or the daughter of her daughter, also could have all these asurim. The same way the Rashi says, could have all these cases also. Rashi says, v'chein Bas ishtoi chayvele mishum bas ishtoi the kalosa veishasochiv v'chein bas ishtoi chayvele mishum kolela. Could be all these cases apply also. Now the Gemara says, Ketoni, what does the Mishnah say? Chayvele mishum eishasav. That if your grandfather married her, so then when you live with her, you chayv mishum eishasav, it's your father's wife. Mishum, it was your father's wife. Even though your father gave her get, your father died, still it's also to you, you're not allowed to live with your father's wife. For the Gemara, Misharilei is Edmuta. Mishumeshav, Misharilei, Trashi L'Oviv Shozeh, is Edmuta for the father, Omer Rav Yechanan, Kugan Shenofaloi L'Yovim. And Lechura, how was the father allowed to marry her? Lechura, it's his brother's wife. So here it says, where the brother died without kids, and therefore was a mitzvah yibum. Rashi says, "Mishar le'aviv shalzeh v'eishes achivi." It was his brother's wife. So the Mishnah says, "The mechayvin le'lebnoi mishum eishes achiyavi." You'd be mechayvin mishum yonkel's wife. So so mashma, your father's brother married her. So if your father's brother married her, how could your father marry her? The case is that your father's brother died without kids, so it's a mitzvah yibum. Therefore, your father married her. For the Gemara Yochiv, so my over. But the Mishnah is a smashma that if the father married her, then it's also for the son. Mashma b'diyevet b'nav lachetchila. If it's a mitzvah yibum, what's the father doing wrong? It's right. And the Mishnah just says over zokin mashma if the zokin didn't have her and married her, the kedushin is chal. Now upon the son, you have this new issa. But the churuk is the mitzvah yibum. The grandfather's not doing anything wrong. So what's the Mishnah saying? Ovar, he did something wrong. The Mihochi, if so, my Ovar, what do you mean he did? Is he doing something wrong? So Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Yaakov says like this, Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Shova Mishum, Kalois Benoi Shnia. That she happens to be also, Kalois Benoi, happens to be your son's daughter-in-law. Now since it's your son's daughter-in-law, that's Nisim of the Rabbanim. So the Rabbanim talk, it was also for the grandfather to marry her. Kiyotonu, like we learned, Kalosoi Erva, that your daughter-in-law is an erva to you. Chai b'krisis, Kushna Zachal. But Kalos Benoi, if the daughter-in-law of your son, Shini, it's only Yosem of the Rabbanin. So that's the case of this Mishnah. If the grandfather married her, he did an Issa of the Rabbanin, but still his Kedushim was Chal. Because in the Midiraisa, there was a Mitzvah Yibam there. So if the grandfather married her, now if the son lives with her later, he's over an Issa Eshesav. Same thing you find. You find the Mishnah says the bas benoi with the daughter of your son. Not the Mishnah. It's saying the chayna tomeitzi. You also find the bas benoi with the daughter of your son, or the bas ben benoi, and a daughter of your grandson. At self called earth, man, how far down you go? The rule also. Fred Gemara mi is the Rabbi Yosi. Is the chalalissa true? Rabbi Yosi old. Is the chalalissa that Rabbi Yosi says in the Mishnah? Imov is zokim v'nosa than chayvelem mishumesh esav. I she's also to you anyway before. So who you have to say? Yod Yisachal Lissa. Is that true? If you're tenam, it's not like this. Ovar aveira sheyesh po shtei misas. Somebody did an aveira that he's chayv two misas for it. Shtei misas. They lived with this lady that she could be a mother-in-law and she could be an eshes ish. So if your mother-in-law you chayv sreifa, and for your eshes ish you chayv chenek. So it says, Lachur is Nidim Mechamura. We give you the Mohammed component. We've learned Misa, Sreifa is Mohammed. We give you Sreifa. Rabbi Yossi Yemeno, Nidim Bezika Rishona. We give you the first Misa, the first Issa that became upon her. Like if she was married first and then she became your mother-in-law, so we give you the Misa Chenik. If she was first your mother-in-law and then she got married, we give her the Misa. Why? Because you go bust the first Issa. Because we see why. Because the old Ein Issa Chalal Issa. Therefore, you only get the first Misa. That's the only Issa that was Chaos. And it says now, but Tanya, we learned, Ketzad, how is this? Ketzad, Amr Rabbi Yosi, Nidim Ezekiel, and how is it that Rabbi Yosi said you get the first Misa? Chamoise, first she was your mother-in-law. You married a daughter. Then, Benashe says, then she remarried. So, and then you live with her. Nidim Mishum Chamoise, you only get Sreifa for Chamoise. I, she's married now, because the old Ein is the Chal, the second Issa is not Chal upon you. What's going to be your first this lady was married? Eshesish. The Nas is Chamoisa, then you marry her daughter. And then you live with her, so Nidim Ishum Eshesish, Yechayv Chenik, to live with Eshesish. So who you see of Yeshio's Ein is the Chal, even though one is more Moisiv, one is more Chelol, the Chal, the old Ein is the Chal, Issa. So my answer is no. Omer Abavua. Moide Rabbi Yosef be Yisrael Moisef. Rabbi Yosef agrees if the Yisrael is Moisef, it is Chal. For Chayin the same thing, Kiyosi Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, that Moide Rabbi Yosef be Yisrael Moisef. Where the Yisrael is Moisef, then he agrees the second Yisrael is Chal. Now, my Yisrael Moisef, what kind of Yisrael Moisef is it? Yika Brol is Saba. Tell me right now that this Saba, the grandfather, has a son. So, me good Yisrael Yisrael Gabi Brei. Since when the grandfather marries this wife, she becomes also now to this son,
is Yisuf Yisru Lagabri Dei, who then also becomes also to you. So this type of an Yisru holds, Yisru, that the Yisru is chal upon somebody else also, Samigru is chal upon somebody else, it's also chal upon you. But when nobody else is involved, only with you, then Rabbi Yosi does not hold Yisru chal al Yisru. Senechnaim, the territories of Yosi also, and Yisru Kredel, Yisru Moisev, he holds from. Rashi explains, if so, why does he say he get the first Misa? Because he yelled to Hilcha, she was first your mother-in-law, and then she became an Eshesish, even though Eshesish is an Issa Moisif, because now she becomes us to the whole world, but still the reason why he gets Sreifa is because he yelled Sreifa is more Chomer. So that's why he get the first Misa. Not because any. If someone lives with his mother-in-law, he is chayiv aleh mishum chamois. It's possible to have one chatis for his mother-in-law. Vikhalosa, she could also be your son, your daughter-in-law. Vieshe sachiv, she could also be your brother's wife. Vieshe sachiyov, she could also be your uncle's wife. And viachoy sister, she could also be your wife's sister. Vieshe sister, she could also be married. Venita, she could be a neither also. It's possible to live with this one lady and she has all these yisurim. Again, it's called Yisachal Lissa, because it's Yisurim HaMaisiv, one on the other. For him, the same thing, Abu Al Ein Chomov. If you live with the mother of your father-in-law, Ein Chomov, your father-in-law's mother, Fi Al Ein Chomoisa, the mother of your mother-in-law, he goes to have all these Yisurim. Reb Yechon ben Nuri Aymer, Abu Al Chomoisa, someone lives with his mother-in-law, Chai Vule Mishum Chomoisa. Yechayiv mishum your mother-in-law. The yain chamois, you could also have the mother of your mother-in-law. The yain chamois, the mother of your father-in-law. Or Mullah, they said back to him, no, you're not chayiv achatis for these separately. Because shloshtim sheimechadim, they all have the same Issa. They're all called Yisra of your chamov, or yain chamois, they're all bechal the same Issa. So you don't have a special chayiv achatis for these. So that kind of back is, you're not chayiv tzrich katoiz, it's all sheimechad. But the pasuk says, "Ervas isho bitul esegalo, es bas benovi, es bas bitul esikach." The galos of us, the shereim is in he. So pasuk says, all of them is like one inyan. So no matter which way you go up or down, it's all one. So you're not chayiv three chatos, you're only chayiv one chatos. So more says, "Omer of lez, omer boishia." Rav Yechon ben Nuri, v'estumchis, omru dover echad. They both say one thing. Rav Yechon ben Nuri, he heard them all, like we just said in the Mishnah. Stumchis ma'id etzanan. Yeah, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next day. We'll stop here. You'll sell the last mission again. You enough test. You double the base. The last mission was Habu al Chamoisai. Someone lives with his mother-in-law. If chayivle, it's possible to say that your mother-in-law could be he'll be chayiv mishum what chamoisa. She's your mother-in-law. V'kalosa, she's also your daughter-in-law. V'yeshes achiv, she's also your brother's wife. V'yeshes achiyoviv, she could be your father's brother's wife. V'yachoy sister, she could also be your wife's sister. V'yeshes, she could be married. V'nida. So kids, it's possible one lady to be all these things. Very short. We'll see. So in some cases. Rishor. So the Chiddush is, if you live with Yechayiv, or all these different Chatois, all these different Averis. The Chayin, the same thing, Abu al Ein Chomov, if you live with the mother of your father in law, the Aleim Chamoisai, or the mother of your mother in law, you also Chayiv. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri Oimer, Abu al Chamoisai, someone lives with his mother in law, Chayiv Oleo Mishum Chamoisai. V'yeim chamoisoi, v'yeim chomov. That the same lady could be all these three averas. She could be your chamois, your mother-in-law, and the mother of your mother-in-law. V'yeim chomov, and the mother of your father-in-law. Is omuloi, so chom said back to v'yechonur, it's not true. Shloshtum shem echadein, they're all three, one avera like. It's all one shem, so if you only chayv one chat, it's not three chatois. Yeah. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the case is. Rashi says, "Avichem menuriyema mishum chamoisai, shayonoshoi bita, you married her daughter, obas bita, and the daughter's daughter, v'yein chomav, the mother of the mother-in-law, shenosu as bas bino." So says Loshem Shemechad Bechad Korak Siv. They're all like in one lab, in one posik. So you only chayiv one, not three. We'll see. Gemara says Amar Rav Loza, Amar Rav Oshia, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri v'Sumchas Amar Dov Recha. They both say the same thing. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri Hodi Amoran says now Mishnah that the same lady Yechayiv for three averis here. Sumchis Mayin. What's the case of Sumchis? It's now learn like this. Shok.